Welcome back, everyone, to another advanced growth review of the leverage points in your practice that will allow you to achieve amazing, amazing growth. And I just want to say, if you're keeping track, you are just about ready at the conclusion of this one to have now successfully completed another power-packed set of 12 monthly practice focuses. Congratulations. It's a really, really special. You do deserve a little high five, a pat on the back, a few gold stars even. Now, the real work and fun begins. Begins today. We've established some incredible, incredible foundation, some great principles. You've built consistency into your practice, your operations, your performance, your teamwork, and your communication. Today, we're going to do some creative exercises where it's more of you than me, which will surely be a wonderful thing, I suppose, a good change for everybody. Each of these activities covers an important principle that will set us up for the next several months with the most advanced and significant and beneficial work we have ever done together. Can you believe that? The best is yet to come. You know, you prove it together with me. We prove it together as a team each and every month. And the next set is no different. I've appreciated the feedback and the requests for more role-playing and structured practice over various situations and challenges that have happened in your practice every day, and we're soon going to go back to work on those specific types of things. You know, if there were anything more valuable than role-playing other than real-life practice, then you are about to experience it right here, right now. In fact, both visualization and reflection are two of the most powerful things you can do to increase your performance and to build more reliable consistency in your outcomes. I'll restate, visualization and reflection, the most powerful things you can do. Visualization, as you know, is thinking through something as if it were happening in your minds and living it out as if it were real, so real that you can really visualize and see yourself and anyone else going through whatever you are doing successfully. The best athletes do this. The best doctors do this. The best of any skill, professional, relationship, anything and everything really comes down to people who can do this. Understand this isn't just talking or thinking through it, but acting as if it were really happening so you will have, in essence, experienced the event twice when it is actually happening, first in reality. Ultimately, this is what I try so hard to get every one of you to do in your morning huddles, and not just talk through the day, but for each person to really visualize what you will do and say with each patient to help compel and motivate them to move forward. Reflection is, of course, the opposite of this. It is the rewind and review of what did actually happen, and this allows you to course correct going forward into the future. This is what the end of the day huddle and the debrief is really supposed to be about. It's not just the results for the day, but the review of the day so that you can make each day a little bit better and you can catch yourself before you're making silly mistakes or falling into bad habits or missing things that matter or are really important to getting the outcomes you want. Usually, if a practice that isn't hitting their goals, they should be able to have frustration or blame or excuses that leads to more of the same because it becomes a vicious cycle. So if all we're doing is looking at what happened and we're making excuse to, well, the patients don't have any money or they bring up the insurance or it's the end of a year or it's the beginning of a season, you know, we're talking about, well, this person isn't taking pictures or, well, the doctor gives away too much for free. You know, all this blame and frustration, we don't have enough new patients. There's no lack of opportunity to help patients. No question. No lack of it. So if all we're doing is pointing fingers at different things, it's going to become a cycle that actually drives down your numbers, not lifts them up. Instead, what should be done is very simple. One question. Ask, why? Why? Why aren't we doing better? Okay? What exactly happened? What can we do to improve? What would keep us from repeating those mistakes? What would it look like? And what would we do right if we were hitting the goals that we had set? The real secret is not in the past. It's in the future. It is in visualizing everything that should happen, that should go your way, in order for you to make it possible consistently, routinely, day in and day out with each and every patient. That's why excuses are terrible things, because they put the focus on all the reasons why something doesn't work instead of on all the reasons on how to get something to work. Once you have the reasons why on how to make it happen, then you execute. And as I have told you many times and talked about in other places, success leaves clues. You know what to do to win. So why don't we win more often and in bigger ways? Going through these exercises will help you to do exactly that. The real key is not leaving your success up to the random, accidental, flip-a-coin, unreliable decisions of your patients. You have to be in control, and that is possible if you choose to take it. It's only possible if you choose to take it. So, get ready. This month we begin your process of mastering your ability to create your own successes with ease, reliability, and having a lot of fun helping people. Now, the first activity, listen carefully. We're going to visualize the ideal patient. I want you to take time to discuss and write down every word that comes to your mind that describes your ideal A patient. Next, I want you to pick out a few, not a lot, but a few, ideal patients you already know and talk about them and what made them ideal. Then I want you to pick out some patients that are really close but not quite there and ask yourself, what could you do to help bring them up to an ideal patient level? Now, most importantly, I want you to take this ideal patient that you have built and described, and I want you to go into a deep dive to great details and a discussion as you answer this one ultimate question. From start to finish, A to Z, phone call to complete a treatment plan, what are you missing and could be doing more, better, differently to create more ideal patients for yourselves? I'm talking about in your material, in your communication, in your education, in your experience, in your diagnostic process, in your treatment presentation. You get the idea. Your process and experience should cultivate more of these types of people and patients. This is your action plan, your activity, and really it would be worth a half a day. But for right now, at least, move forward and get started on the visualization of the ideal patient. Once you've completed that, to satisfaction of all people involved, especially the leader, the doctor, the presenting the practice mission, I want you to move to the second action, which is the visualization of the perfect day. Of course, this is obvious and you know what to do and how to do it. I want you to really take this seriously. We're talking about it here. We're not just writing it down on paper. We're not just making it up production in the schedule. I am not just talking about your schedule to goal and a great productive day. Yes, that, but not just that, because that only happens when a whole lot of other things go right first. So you're going to have every team member share what their perfect day looks like and what would happen in great detail with their patients, their progress, their outcomes, their responsibilities. Remember, everything should be results and outcome driven. This is not just a day in and out on time, okay, but a successful day in all ways, diagnostically, case acceptance, up for collections, reappointment, anchors created, and great day scheduled to go for the future, just to name a few things. You will end up with your doctors sharing theirs also. This is individual actions that require and lead you to having a perfect day. Finally, for this month, I want you to take this a step further. I want you to write out a descriptive word list that outlines what your perfect day is, looks like, feels like, and so on and so forth. Once again, you're going to connect the dots from this list to the actions, changes, and challenges that need to be addressed, done, committed to, in order for your days to be like what you have now described. There should be nothing more fun than this right here. You've now built your ideal patient, and you have now built your ideal day. Now, guess what? You've helped me help you give yourselves the greatest thing you could ever do, okay, that you can possibly give to yourself. That is the reality of being able to create more of both ideal patients and perfect days. Of course, they're anchored to each other, but the commonality are the actions of all of you cohesively, collaboratively, consistently, and congruently together. All that's left is for you to live out these activities into reality and make these principles actionable habits. I restate, to make these principles and actionable habits and help each other stick to them. After a daily dose of reflection on both your day and your patients, you will have assessed and helped you continue your never-ending path down the road to improvement and mastery. You really, really deserve the best. And to be the best, you have to study, train, practice, execute, perform, and above all else, believe like the best. This should be a really, at your advanced level, so far into where we are right now, so far in, really more than 24 foundational principles have been accomplished within your practice-focused mastery. You are now ready for the highest level of culmination of your practice's success, and that is to become more deliberate, more intentional. The doctors love that word. Ask them to describe really what it means. About creating ideal patients through your actions, your process, your experience, your approach, and strategically being able to orchestrate more perfect days, not just in your schedule and through production, but by each person's tactical execution of their responsibilities. These two things, marriage together, your day and your patients, they're controlled by you, and it allows you to have more predictable outcomes and to get out ahead of all of the goals that you have set. Here's to the transformative months that will make all the ones in the future better for you and your patients. I can't wait to see what happens, and most of all, I can't wait to take you where we're going next.